It's Bug-a-Raw. Thank you for having me. Well, you see, this book is for everyone at all educational levels. I didn't want anyone to be put off, you know, difficult medical jargon. No, it's literally the whole point of the book. You know how you and I were men, and when we go to the bathroom, there's, you know, you're number one, and then there's number two, and, well, in the ladies' room, there's no number two, just one. That's what my book's all about. Girls don't poop. Well, girls stop pooping on average between the ages of 3 and 5, and after they stop, they go to the rest of their lives without pooping, with very rare exceptions. Well, a very few women teach themselves how to poop again later in life, but it takes a great amount of effort, like months or even years of intensive training. It's almost as hard as becoming an elite figure skater. And that's the only way they do it is, well, I don't know, I don't want to get too far in it, but let's just say that there are guys who will pay good money to see women with all this skill. Well, we really don't know for certain why. As you know, with all other mammal species, both the male and females do, they're due, and paleontologists have confirmed that this was the rare case of a recent hominid ancestors as well. So modern humans are unique in having what I refer to as afecal females. My personal theory, and it's just a theory, is that when early humans became more socialized and started living together in closer quarters, there were certain tribes where the girls just stopped pooping. And not only did that boost the overall cleanliness of their environment, but also motivated the males to more aggressively defend their females. I guess because they saw them as more of a clean and virtuous. So those tribes outcompeted the ones where the females kept pooping. Well, I've actually known this on some level ever since I was in elementary school. So I'm pretty sure it was in the 3rd grade. There was this girl in my class. Her name was Michelle Barco. I didn't really like her. She was always rude to me. Anyhow, one day we were all just sitting quietly in the classroom, you know, practicing our cursive or whatever. And Michelle was sitting at the desk right in front of mine. And out of nowhere, I heard this, like, squirting noise, okay? And Michelle jumps to her feet, and it was really a distressed look on her face. I see this big old brown stain on the backside of her pants. So I just started pointing at her and laughing, and I yelled out, "Oh my God, Michelle just had an accident." And she burst out crying and ran out of the classroom. Well, you see, Michelle had a brother who was a couple years older, Billy Barco. He was a big old son of a gun. And so right after school got out, as soon as I step out of the classroom, Billy's right there. And he grabs him by the collar, and he goes, "I heard what you said about my sister. I need to teach you something." So then he forcibly drags me into the boys' room, into a stall, and yelled, "This is the boys' room, and this is where the boys poop, not girls." And then, well, have you ever gotten a swirly? Well, Billy gave me a swirly for so long, it felt like it lasted the rest of the afternoon and the next morning. And after every couple of flushes, he would yank my head out and yell, "Girls don't poop!" He did this about 20 times, and then he kept giving me more swirly acts, and in between flushes, he would say, "Say it!" And then he would make me say it, "Girls don't poop!" over and over until my entire head felt like it was made out of toilet water. And then let me tell you, that toilet was not clean. And so it didn't end there. Billy Barker would confront me right after school every single day for the rest of the year, and he would just grab me and whisper right in my ear, "Say it." And all I could do was swear on my life that girls didn't poop. "Just say it," he'd say. "Just say it." And then the next year, even though he'd gone off to middle school, he would still bike over to my elementary school and meet me, just so he could say it in my face, "Girls don't poop. Just say it." And even though we ended up going to different high schools, he'd bike over my house right after dinner time, ring her doorbell, make me say it, "Girls don't poop." And I went off to college. Somehow I always gotten my phone number in the dorm or apartment I was staying in, called me a few days, just like me, wanted me to make me say it, "Girls don't poop." And the same thing went on and on through my med school to my residency all the time, day or night. I had a call from Billy, and he would say, "You'd never stop calling me," until sometime last year, right around the time I finally got my research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, that's interesting. Very, very interesting, I must say. Well, hopefully I'll get a chance to maybe fine-tune my research a little bit and possibly rethink my entire life.